91X News.
It's minus three and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNN Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Tamara Pilon. Two separate collisions on the 401 near Brighton closed both east and westbound lanes. The collision in the eastbound lanes have been cleared, but the westbound lanes are still closed. The OPP is advising motorists to stay off the 401 at the moment if they possibly can. Senior citizens often struggle with financial insecurity when they can no longer work. That's why access to affordable housing is essential for their well-being. But one seniors advocate says housing issues and public transit issues must be tackled together. Sarah Law has the story.
Affordable housing is one of the top issues. We've chosen it as our main focus.
Bev Buchanan is the president of CARP for the Greater Bay of Quinte area, an advocacy group for seniors. She says there is a direct connection between the need for affordable housing and accessible public transit for senior citizens.
With any discussion about affordable housing, there always comes up the issue of transportation because people's funds are not as great, often don't have a car.
Buchanan says it's hard for seniors living in more rural areas to get around, but a regional transit system would make it easier to find places to live and work.
I've heard of other municipalities that have joined together and looking at people who need help with transportation.
Buchanan sees potential in expanding services like Belleville Transit's on-demand bus, where passengers can book rides in advance online.
The possibilities are so exciting, and it does require those internet systems to be able to pull those plans together.
Sarah Law, QNET News, Belleville.
This story is part of a series about regional transit in the Belleville and Quinte area. Loyalist College journalism students will be hosting a regional transit forum on campus on March 5th from 6:30 to 8. It has been rescheduled from this week due to the snowstorm. Due to the weather, Loyalist College classes have been canceled at 3:30 for both campuses. Buildings, residents, and the cell will remain open. The college is advising people to travel safely. A brand new overnight warming center for people without a place to sleep in the freezing weather has already been put to use. The center is located in the front lobby of the Loyalist Public, of the Belleville Public Library after being approved during Monday's City Council meeting. This center will be open from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. on nights when temperatures fall past minus 15, according to the city's officials. The original plan was that it would be available until March 31st, but was extended to April 10th. In other news, the Inn from the Cold program served for nearly two decades, and demand for the hot meals and warm shelter continue to grow. Inn from the Cold depends on volunteers and donated or discounted food from the community. The programs provided meals for the homeless and other people in need every day except Friday, opening at 4 and serving dinner at 5 to 6:30. Ontario's finance minister says $1 billion in higher HST and income tax revenues have pushed the province's deficit down to $13.5 billion. Vic Fidelis released Ontario's 2018-19 third quarter finance today and says it shows the government's plan is working as businesses are hiring and it's leading to stronger revenues.
More businesses are investing, more people are working, and as a result, our province's bottom line is improving. All this without increasing taxes by one single cent.
The Progressive Conservative government has also directed ministers to limit spending until fiscal year of end of March 31st. Lawyers have packed the Saskatchewan Court of Appeal to argue whether the federal government can impose a carbon tax on the province. Saskatchewan government lawyer Mitch McAdam began 2 days of hearings by outlining the province's case. He argues the case is not about climate change, it's about jurisdiction.
It's not about whether a carbon tax is the most effective way to deal with greenhouse gas emissions. It's not about whether a carbon tax is an indispensable part of any credible plan to deal with emissions. It's not about whose policy is better or will be more effective.
Ottawa argues it can oppose a carbon tax because the climate change is an issue of national importance. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer is again calling on the Liberals on the House of Commons Justice Committee to greenlight an investigation into SNC-Lavalin scandal. Scheer says there's an opportunity today for the Liberals members to do the right thing.
So all options are on the table. If the Liberals vote this motion down, or if in any way they weaken it or water it down, that is an admission of guilt. The truth is not partisan, and the committee meetings this afternoon are essential for Canadians to get the answers that they deserve on this ongoing scandal.
Jody Wilson-Raybould resigned from the federal cabinet yesterday in the midst of allegations that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's aides pressured her to help SNC-Lavalin avoid criminal persecution. The Liberal chairman of the committee says his biggest concern is that the committee may be too partisan a venue for a review of the matter. The Palestinians will not be attending the U.S.-led international conference on the Middle East in Warsaw, Poland. Jordana Miller has more.
In a harshly worded op-ed, a top advisor to President Mahmoud Abbas says the Palestinians have many reasons for not attending the U.S.-led Warsaw conference. Nabil Sha'af accused the Trump administration of favoring Israel, denying Palestinians' rights to self-determination, and trying to, quote, normalize the Israeli occupation. He criticized Trump's policies on Jerusalem and his steep cuts in Palestinian aid. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
A former U.S. Air Force intelligence specialist was charged today with espionage. Aaron Katarski has more.
Federal prosecutors said Monica Witt sought to undermine the U.S. and help the government of Iran when she revealed the identity of an American intelligence officer and disclosed the code name and mission of a classified intelligence program. Witt defected to Iran in 2013 and is currently believed to still be there. The same investigation targeted four Iranian hackers said to have targeted Witt's former intelligence colleagues.
The FBI say it warned Witt before her defecation that she was a vulnerable target for recruitment by Iranian intelligence, adding that Witt had ignored those warnings. NASA is set to pull the plug on the Mars rover Opportunity. Alex Stone has the details.
After trying to contact the rover for months, sending over 1,000 recovery commands, NASA is about to declare Opportunity to be dead. The rover did its work on the red planet for 15 years. A dust storm last June seems to have done in the rover. Since then, scientists have been unable to talk to it.
The golf cart-sized rover was designed to operate as a geologist for just three months. Opportunity was the longest lasting lander on Mars to date. That's CUNET News. Sports is next.
Sometimes we hear about what we shouldn't recycle, but I'm here to remind you about the great things we should recycle. We're lucky to be able to recycle items like juice boxes and milk cartons in the Papers Blue Box. Plus, you can recycle your grocery bags in the Papers Blue Box, too. Remember to recycle things like empty metal aerosol containers and clean metal cookware in your Containers Blue Box. There is so much that we can recycle. Head to quinnyrecycling.org for all the info on what is right for the Blue Box.
In sports, Kyle Busch says he's deep into negotiations on a contract extension with Joe Gibbs Racing. He was surprised Wednesday to learn his contract status was public knowledge, but indicated he's not truly a free agent. Busch has won 47 cup races with Gibbs and the 2015 championship. He's raced for the title in each of the last four seasons. The Toronto Raptors look to enter the NBA All-Star break on a six-game week winning streak with a victory over visiting Washington tonight. Toronto could have guard Jeremy Lin in the lineup. Lin is expected to clear waivers and sign with the Raptors just before the game time. Mark Scheifele scored twice and added an assist in the Winnipeg Jets' 4-3 win over the New York Rangers. Scheifele credits his linemates Blake Wheeler and Kyle Connor after hitting the 30-goal mark for the second time in his career.
Play with two unbelievable players, you know, so I'm pretty lucky, and on any given night. You know, we try to do everything for each other that, you know, that one guy gets rewarded. And if it's, you know, a guy driving the net or taking a hit or, you know, blocking a shot or just having a good stick, you know, that's what we do for each other all over the ice. And, you know, I was lucky tonight to get two.
Sean Lennon is back with the Argonauts. The veteran defensive lineman signed with Toronto for reportedly 1 year after becoming a CFL free agent yesterday. Lennon had 11 sacks in 2018 after splitting the season between the Argos and BC. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's -3 with the wind chill, -8 with around 5 centimeters of snow. The temperature will fall to -5 with the wind chill near -15. Tonight, flurries ending over low -9 with wind chill near -16. At 4:10, it's -3. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tamara Pilon, QNET News. News on 91X next at 6.